Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What is for years, and rightfully so, Met fans complaining that, you know, the Wilpons nickel and dime at everything. Jeez. Shopping in the bargain basement rack. Well, here you go. Here's the reigning Cy Young winner. Granted, he's a little old. And we do have the details on the 30-year vesting option. So Verlander, a Met now. All right, 2 years, 43 change per season. And then for that third year to vest, which is right at $35 million, he'd have to pitch at least 140 innings in 2024. So those are the details. And in my opinion, the Mets are better today than they were at the end of last year, because the guy who is taking the place of the guy who just left is much more physically reliable from April to October. And that is indisputable based on the body of work that they both presented us with.
Yeah, and if he goes 140 innings, as you mentioned, it's worth it for the third
year. Yeah, then you don't mind.
You don't care.
Now, what happens with Bassett? I don't know if the Mets are in on Rodon. I don't know what else happens here. But this really could trigger a spending spree. And I want to know why. I just asked this before, and I've not heard a good answer yet, except that they should, which maybe is the answer. Like, what is preventing the Mets from attacking this offseason the way the Yankees attacked it in 2009, that offseason? Get Sabathia, get Teixeira, and then obviously get A.J. Burnett. You get the best free agent pitcher on the market. You get the best position player, which would be Trey Turner. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
Go to work.
I think it's why not? He talked about, I mean, this is year four, right, of his five-year plan to win a championship? Because this is, or is this year three?
This is year three.
This is year three of the five-year. I mean, right in the middle of it, you've kind of established the right culture. You know, you got the right skip. You got some really good signings from Lindor and others that are still, Pete Alonso's still here. You know, go take a shot. Why not? Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, you reset after another year and try it again. That's what Stevie Cohen's supposed to do over these next two-plus seasons.
By the way, this just came in. Giants, Commanders flexed. We got a little flexage take. Your team has been flexed.
Flexed into
Week 15 Sunday Night Football stage.
So not next week. Not the Eagles game. The next Commanders game, which honestly is going to have a lot. It's going to be a lot at stake in that
big
game.
Commanders coming off a bye at that point.
Yeah.
Giants coming off the birds, as you said.
In Washington. Flex to Sunday Night Football. That's good. Yeah, good for the Giants.
Okay, it's going to be fun. 877-337-6666. CJ's on Long Island. What's happening, CJ?
Hey, Tiki. Hey, BT. How you guys doing today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good, man. What's going on?
All right, I got a few things to say. One is I wanted DeGrom gone at the deadline. I mean, I'm 35 years old, 36, sorry, I just turned 36.
Happy birthday,
and
dude.
I'm born right after the Mets won the World Series in 86. So, diehard Mets fan, me and my old man and my brother love the Mets. And I was just like, let's get rid of this guy and try to get some upside from him. So, as soon as he left, I saw that. I was like, all right, fine. No love lost. But then we get Verlander, and then we get Kate Upton in the stands at the same time. Like, let's go.
Exactly.
And then now the next move is let's bring back our boy Nimmo, OBS, and then Trey Turner, multiple positions, him and McNeil floating around. Like, Mets are ready to roll if we get that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I'm a little more split on Nimmo. I get why you guys want him. I think Nimmo's good.
Look,
I don't think he's that good.
All respect to Nimmo, he's not the priority right
now.
In this moment.
Now, if somebody takes him from me, just sign Benintendi. I mean, I personally think Benintendi's better. That's me. But I do understand how he fits the Mets culture. I understand all that stuff. He's already proven to be able to.
Great at bats, all that stuff.
He's a grinder. Yep. I get it. I totally get it. You got Marte for three more years. You're going to have to get McNeil's done, contract at some point. Alonso. Yeah, and it's an interesting stage for the Mets because they've got these established, I don't say stars really outside of Alonzo. Well, but you know what, McNeil, you hit 325, you're pretty much a star. So I'll say McNeil's there, Lindor's there, but they've got a really interesting combination of established veterans in their prime who are stars and a couple of really intriguing prospects that augment the roster. So if there's a time to go for it, I think now is the time, and I'm pretty sure that that's what they're thinking.
Yeah, this should be an exciting offseason and intro and slide into spring training for the Mets. Because just, what if one of these kids pops?
Oh, right? One of them's going to.
Exactly, and then you have all this other talent that's there. It could feel real different, despite the, dour from some Met fans like Hoff, who are upset about Jacob DeGrom.
I think most Met fans.
Well, Evan, it depends.
Evan and Hoff are like, and I respect it, but I just think they're at a different end of the scale emotionally.
So you're saying they're not the voice of the Met fan right now?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think you, in a lot of spots they are. I think now, again, I haven't heard Evans. I'm just reacting to what Hoff said on the air in the first hour.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really a representation of the majority of Met fans. I don't.
Well, you're going to hear it from Evan afterwards.
I mean, we've taken 50 calls already. How many Met fans are beside themselves?
I just asked. I went out there and asked him. He said, I'm distraught.
I get that, but being distraught and not acknowledging that you could be better are two different things.
Good point.
Let's get Taylor and Clifton. We left them on hold for a little bit. Yes. Taylor, what's happening?
What's up, Taylor?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we doing today, right? We going good?
Yeah.
No complaints, man.
I'll say we're doing good because Verlander signed and everything is going to be fine. That's why today is fine. So I remember the last time I talked to you guys was about, you know, the Yankees sniffing around DeGrom or whatever. Now, as far as DeGrom leaving, the longer this went on, the better I felt about it and the more comfortable I felt about him, the prospect of him leaving. Now that he's gone, there's almost a sense of relief that, like, I don't have to sit here and worry about, well, what if they sign him? What if they don't? It's done. It's over with. And I think bringing in Verlander is a perfect response to that because there's no other alternative other than Rodon with the tremendous history of injuries. And then you got Verlander off of Cy Young. So I think they made the perfect response move to that. Now, BT, to answer your question, why don't you think the Mets are going to, like, go all in, right? Just go get Benintendi. Go get Judge. Like, just start throwing money at people. Mm-hmm. Go get a championship. My big thing is that, and Tiki alluded to it earlier, that it's part of a five-year plan. And also in that same introductory press conference, Mr. Cohen, Uncle Stevie, said that we're not going to spend like drunken sailors. I think what ultimately Steve Cohen wants is sustained success, buying one championship, then being in the gutter for another 3 years. I don't think that's the ultimate goal here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, whether you lean on guys like Alvarez and Beatty, Vientos, if he ends up becoming something, you know, if Tyler McGill doesn't get hurt, if Peterson ends up having a decent season, the pieces are there. So, but the only thing I would add here would either be Trey Turner. You said Benintendi. I think Benintendi would be a great addition at center field.
Let me stop you for 1 second. I need to throw something at you here. I think the timelines, I think you're missing something with the timeline, I should say. When Cohen said that and he presented the 3 to 5 year plan when he took over the team, that made sense then, okay? I understand that he wants to build something that's sustainable. I respect that. He's not going to spend like a drunken sailor. He's not going to spend sloppily. But when your two aces are 37 and 40, the window is now. So if you don't go all in now, I think you're wasting this window.
Yeah, you
have to. Because in 2 years, Verlander and Scherzer are just not going to be the same.
So I definitely don't disagree with that. And you are right because, like, circumstances change. You know what I mean? DeGrom's gone. You did get a little bit older in the top end of the rotation. So I think in this particular circumstance, in this particular situation, maybe that is the way to go. You know what I mean? And maybe it takes losing Jacob DeGrom to, you know, to like the light of fire under Uncle Stevie's ass to like get it going. Like, here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going full speed.
But I can't discount that this was the plan all along. I appreciate your call, Taylor, that they knew that DeGrom wanted to leave. And so we just heard too much talk about Rodon and Verlander even before, you know, this DeGrom news became official last Friday, that they've been anticipating this, even if they, you know, wouldn't have said it publicly. And it allows them to save face. It allows them to be the good guy in a sense. And now you follow that up by signing the Cy Young winner to add to Max Scherzer, who is obviously an ace still himself, despite the fade at the end of last season. It just, it mitigates the dour feeling.
It should.
Because of DeGrom's leaving.
I agree. You know, and we keep saying that, we knew DeGrom was going to leave, or we had intimations that he would, and they didn't want New York. And those things obviously are true. But you know what? Maybe the Mets didn't want him.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to throw that into the conversation?
Well, you said, it earlier in the show.
I know, but throw it in again.
But I'm just saying, you said it earlier in the show. There's only one, or you said it off air, but then a caller said it the same thing. If anybody knows Jacob DeGrom's medical history better than anybody, it's the Mets.
That's right. That's right. Those charts don't lie. No. Those MRIs don't lie. Not that they can't be inconclusive, but when you have so many of them, like he's had, you know, you got to have a sense of what's going on. How about, let's go to Joe in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Joe is on the fan. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
Before I get into anything, let me just say that signing Justin Verlander was the best thing possible. He's the best pitcher on the market. I totally agree. Just won the American League Cy Young. He's won a World Series. He will definitely help this team. On that note, I was going to say that we got so harp on the fact that Jacob DeGrom was the second the best pitcher in Mets franchise history. They did offer him a 3-year, $120 million deal. He didn't take it. But the fact that the Mets couldn't lock him up for whatever reason, there are different reports going on that he didn't go back to the Mets or the Mets were incompetent with the way they handled him. The point is that he is the second best pitcher in the Mets franchise history, and you got to lock him up. Yeah, he's going to go into the, he probably will go into the Hall of Fame wearing a Mets cap, but the point is that he's the best. I'm 21. He's the best player on the Mets that I have ever seen. Okay?
And
the fact that they let him go, yeah, they signed Verlander. Yes, he's the best pitcher on the market. I totally agree. But the fact that they let him go, just the principle of it, that they're letting him go, it still irks me.
I could see that, Joe. I mean, Joe, when you think about the history of the Mets, thanks for the call there, buddy. You know, of course, Tom Seaver, vintage doc for, you know, really, really 2 years. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, where he was unhittable. Doc, I'll throw right in there a little bit loosely. And obviously, DeGrom. Now, Diaz this year for sure. What list am I constructing? I mean, how many times in the history of the Mets have they had absolutely one of the or the best player at a position? Seaver was one. Doc was one for a couple of years. I mean, and I love David Wright. I was always a huge David Wright fan. Piazza. My family, I forget Mike Piazza. Piazza's up there as well, right? But that's kind of it. Like, as much as we loved Wright and Reyes and different stories for both, you know, Reyes wound up leaving, Wright's back who betrayed him. You know, was David Wright ever the best player in baseball? No. A couple of years he was, you know, certainly top 10, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little closer to 5, 1 or 2 years he could field it. He was a good base runner. He had pop. He was really good. I mean, David Wright was, if he doesn't get hurt, he's a Hall of Famer. He basically was the Mets Mattingly before his back got hurt, you know, or went out. But why this stings is because, again, for one of the few times in their history, the Mets have one of the absolute best players of their generation or of his generation, and they're gone. But the pivot's already proven to be effective.
Yeah,
I get it.
The pivot was imperative, and they were ready for it.
Oh, yeah, they were ready.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
It's 1:22 on the Fan. It's the Teak and Tierney Show. So we got Carter Roberts coming up next at 2. Scherzer, Verlander, Carrasco, Peterson, McGill. Yeah, that's just not going to get it done. So the Mets need a whole lot more. You know, whether it's Bassett, whether it's Rodon, whether it's Bassett and Rodon. They're not winning with that rotation, but it's a great first step. I think it's awesome. I think it's a real quick pivot. Shows the Mets have a plan. And, you know, I think the only thing that you could quibble about here is when you look at the long-term sustainability of the Mets. Now, I can't answer this because I really need to see Alvarez and these kids get some real at-bats.
Yeah.
But look at what the Braves are building and look at their youthful core. I mean, how are the Mets contending with that?
No, it's I know. That's they're not. You're right. I think that this is you got to feel galvanized as a Mets fan because you know that your owner is truly all in. I know we do this every day at noon, but he is real all in at getting the best team to try to go after a championship.
Can I interject for a moment?
Why else sign?
I believe,
we need to see more.
But I believe there's going to be more.
No, okay, and but does he make a move for Turner? But wait. Because if you don't make an offer for Trey Turner, don't tell me you're all in.
If you don't make
an offer for Aaron Judge and or Trey Turner,
well, we know they're not
how
going,
are you all in?
You know we're not going Judge.
I know that. But if you're not on all in on two of the best position players to hit the market in a long time, tell me you're all in.
I think that happens. And it might happen before the end of tomorrow.
Before Gardner Roberts starts the show at this rate, if he's that motivated.
Because why else do you sign Justin Verlander?
Well, I agree.
To a 2-year
deal. See the next part now.
Right. It's not, hey, we need more fans in the stands. No. You've signed Justin Verlander because you want to win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he just immediately just won one, even though he wasn't great in the postseason, but that doesn't matter. Who cares? He won the Cy Young. He got them there. Right. It's just, you can tell that they're going all in from the Mets standpoint. And that's got to feel awesome, despite the feeling, whatever that meaning, good or bad, that Jake DeGrom is no longer here.
Let me throw this about Rodon as well for the Yanks and the Mets. You know, the rumor is he's looking for 6 years, $30 million. There's no way I'm giving this guy $180 million. I mean, I'm just not. I'll let him walk at that point. I'm not doing it.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we could quibble if 30 becomes 27.5 or whatever.
That's a lot of $100 million in the pitch, with arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, especially when you need some bats.
Yeah.
Now, what's Bassett? Bassett's number is going to be what?
Bassett's a middle of the rotation guy.
I understand
more
that.
Bassett. What's so good about Bassett?
But he's a middle of the rotation guy, which is what you need.
Yeah, no, true.
You need a middle of the rotation guy. You don't need another ace.
I think Bassett, you mean, what do I think? He's on the open market?
Yeah.
I think Bassett gets 3 years for 20-ish.
Now, Hoff's saying he wants 5, so he wants $100 million.
At least. He wants 5 years, and that's what the Mets were willing to do that with DeGrom, but not even come close to it. So it's how are you going to do that with Bassett, 34 years old, they want to give a 5-year deal to?
Yeah, I mean, 5 years a little bit rich. I mean, he's okay. I mean, Bassett's fine. He's fine. You got to have some offense for him. Mm-hmm. He's not my main target. Like, if Chris Bassett's not back with the Mets, I don't think Met fans should be forlorn, dragging into the holidays.
All right, if I tell you that the Mets, going into 2023, bring back the best closer in baseball with Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Sign a Cy Young Award winner in Justin Verlander. Bring back their star center, Brandon Nimmo, and just kind of bring in Kode Senga or give me any other pitcher. Mm-hmm.
Who they are apparently in the market for.
You're talking about the middle of the rotation. Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 100 million.
And fill out the bullpen.
But they got to get the big bat.
No. Fill the bullpen. Yeah, that's what they got.
Yeah.
It's either Nimmo or Benintendi.
Uh-huh. Diaz,
Verlander, mill rotation guy, and bullpen. Is that
that's
good
not even
for
close to a World Series team? Mm-mm.
That's where they're headed. That's why I don't like their moves.
Yeah,
I don't like this.
No, I know you don't. But do you think they'd be a World Series team with DeGrom and the same variations? No, they wouldn't be.
You're right. You're right. But I think
it's longer. It's a longer commitment. It'd be 5 years. DeGrom wanted 5 years, right?
So. Yeah, but he got basically a sixth. But
I still think that DeGrom was better. We're not
going
to fight that.
I got you. How do you salvage this? So how do you? I want you to be happy.
I'm the Mets GM.
Yep.
Go get me Turner.
There you go.
Have to. Because here's the thing is, if he doesn't go to the Mets, where's he going?
Going to Philly.
Boom. I prefer him on my team than your team. That's how you got to look at it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Listen, if you have to get Carlos Rodon, I don't want it. But get me a guy that's going to come in here. I'll take a risk on a Taiwan Walker or, again, those type of guys where it's like 1 year and an opt-out because they pitch their balls off.
Yeah, now they fight. And
they
also, if you have a core of Lindor and Alonso and Trey Turner, you're going to have a lot of nights where you score 6, 7, 8 runs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then those middle-of-the-rotation guys against other teams' middle-of-the-rotation guys, you wind up winning 90-something games, you make the playoffs, you roll the dice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on board with you with that when it comes to that stuff. I just don't think they're going to do it, and I have a problem with that.
I got you. Sensible Hoff is back. You know, he was. Yeah, I get it. It's been a rough weekend.
You know what happened. After the Verlander signing, it kind of calmed him a little bit.
A little bit.
He was upset.
And Hoff,
really
did you take my text this sincere, which I hope you did when I sent it to you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, no, BT was the first person to text and send apologies.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of other things, like my kids are crying. I got brutal from Evan. I got a ton of other things, but you were the first person to be like, dude, I'm sincere. And I feel that because I would feel the same way.
Yep.
If your top player on your team is gone.
You might have to text me in a couple of days if Judge bounces because it looks like it's going to happen by Wednesday.
And in all sincerity, I don't want to do that.
I know you don't.
I don't want to.
I know you don't.
He's not going anywhere.
Now, listen, I
said. Here.
You think he's staying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do as well. Although I'm still not.
You said that Friday about Jacob DeGrom. Within 10 hours, he's gone.
Yeah.
I take that back.
I don't know what to think. I am, you know, I think that at the end of the day, you know, for our teams, I'm in the business of having stars. But I'm also in the business of having people who want to be here. And if you don't want to be here,
that's the biggest thing.
You don't want to be here.
That's the biggest thing.
So instead, you got a star, and we can quibble who's better, who's better. You have a superstar who wants to be here versus a superstar who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I process it. Let's get John in Brooklyn. John is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, hello, guys. First time, long time.
What's up, man?
Right.
Listen, I've been a Met fan since the late 70s. I've dealt with the Wilpons, and now I'm glad to see Uncle Stevie have the team. I didn't want DeGrom. I'm probably one of the few that didn't want him. His attitude in the dugout, you could see his demeanor, not wanting to be there, not being like a team player. Listen, you got a guy like Verlander who came to New York. Yes, money talks, and yeah, you came. You're going to attract other players that want to come to New York, just like Scherzer. With DeGrom, they offered him what he was worth, $40 million, 3 years, broken down. Any guy that's going to get $40 million a year for only pitching 30 games or less over a three-year period is ridiculous. You got a guy like Verlander. You should be happy to have him. And you know what? Going forward, I like Nimmo. He's a fan favorite. But I'd rather have Benintendi. I'd rather have Turner. You know, let Nimmo go. He's not worth the money.
I don't think he's that guy. I don't think Nimmo's that guy. I think he's so expendable. I really do.
He is. You know what? I'd rather see an outfield of Benintendi, McNeil, and Marte, and see Turner, Lindor in the infield, and call that a better lineup than having Nimmo in the leadoff.
No, I know what you're saying.
Not stealing you any bases, first of all.
Nope.
He might get on, but if you're not getting on and you're not getting the extra base. Yeah, he gives you the hustle, but he's not stealing a base. Many of the Mets don't steal bases. You need that quick step. You need to earn runs. And let me tell you something. Bassett, you can let him go as well. For the simple reason, you could see in the playoffs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He could I don't know if he could handle it. Maybe he just had a tired arm, but his stuff wasn't good enough to get you through the playoffs.
You know what it is, John? He's got to be perfect. He's got to be perfect, Bassett. He's got to nibble. He's got to hit the corners. Mm-hmm. He's got to set you up. He's got to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that's tough
mm-hmm.
if he's taking the ball in must-win series. I mean, you know, he's a guy who's going to give you a representative start, but his stuff His moxie is better than his stuff. Like, I really like Chris Bassett because he fights. He competes. And
that's interesting.
But I don't. His stuff is, you know, whatever. His stuff is okay. John's down in Philly. John is on the Fan. What's going on, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Great show today. You got those phones. It took forever to get through. So congrats to you guys for that.
Thank you, man.
But I just wanted to say, you know, for Met fans, I think you guys should be more than happy. And I think Hoff makes a really good point about the contract that the Mets went to DeGrom with, you know, they end up paying more for Verlander. It makes sense, but I think Met fans should be happy. But as a Yankee fan, part, you know, BT, you mentioned before, you know, could this be the beginning of the Mets going out and getting that top hitter and almost having an offseason like the Yankees did in 2009? as a Yankee fan, I'm kind of sitting here today saying, all right, are we going to get Judge? Are we not? And truthfully, the Astros are weaker today than they were yesterday or when they ended the season. So as a Yankee fan, I'm almost saying, guys, here's a great opportunity. The AL Cy Young is now completely off that team. Let's go out there. Let's get Rodon. Let's sign back Judge. I don't like 9 years, but
yep.
I think it's what they're going to have
to do. But I don't think the Astros are weaker. I don't think they're weaker. First of all, they brought in a proven RBI guy in Abreu. They got a couple of young arms who, I'm not saying they're going to win the Cy Young, but they're going to elevate, you know, jump up a spot in the rotation. And I read today that they might even get Benintendi.
Right. But as of right now, none of that is proven. So, you know, those young guys.
Well, everything but Benintendi's not proven. Abreu's there, and the other younger guys will descend to a more prominent role with the team. Now that Verlander's gone, they'll jump up a slot in a rotation. That's going to happen. Astros are going nowhere. Astros are still...
They'll still be good.
Yeah, point really good.
Verlander's no longer there. And Verlander has been a thorn in the Yankee side going back to his Detroit days.
Yep.
Now's a good opportunity for, I think, the Yankees. If they're fully committed on being a winning team and not just watching the pocketbook, you know, then they need to go out there and just get Judge, get this thing over and done with so they can now turn the page and find out who else they need to bring on.
Well, they need to sign. Appreciate your call, John. They need to sign Judge so they can figure out what they're doing with the rest of the offseason.
But that shouldn't matter. Based on the money?
It shouldn't matter. I know it shouldn't, but it does.
They've had all year to think about
this.
But
it does matter. I know you're saying it shouldn't, but it does. Yeah, and we all know it does now because of how they talk about it. Now, granted, this was a non-pandemic year. We're 2 years removed from...
I don't want to hear about this pandemic anymore.
But I'm just saying...
The finance that they hemorrhaged.
But that finance
with their
thing,
revenue stream.
That finance thing
not
was
interested.
Real. It was real for
it's
them.
It's real for everybody.
I know, but it was real for the Yankees because they stopped spending like the Yankees. Now that is over.
Mm-hmm.
Like they made a ton of money last year, the Yankees. They had to have.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And with the ratings on, yes, with the Judge Paul Rumpus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
They had
merchandise
to
spike?
They had to have made a ton of money.
They did.
So the only thing you can hope for as a Yankee fan is that whole prudence and bills coming due and blah, yada, yada nonsense is no longer a talking point.
I think they're going to get aggressive. I do. Teague, I think that they're going to sign Judge. I think that they're going to either bring back Benintendi or trade for Reynolds from Pittsburgh. I think there's a chance they trade Torres for an arm. I think the Yankees, you know, I don't think they're going to get Turner. I know they're in on Rodon. The Yankees are not going to be quiet. That is my full expectation. And if not, then we're going to have some serious discussions about how the Yankees need to, we need to take over the Yankees and Cashman needs to go and everybody else needs to go. Although we've already had those discussions. So.
Argue about it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, I want to get back to these Verlander calls. 877-337-6666. Possibly the first of some big things out in Queens. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. But before we get back to the phones, let's make it a little muddy here. Give you a little something on tonight's game. Time for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem, real close, real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. Keep this short and sweet. Saints at the Bucks tonight. Monday Night Football. Tampa's -3. I'm going to go with Tampa. A little later, 3 spot. And see what happens with Tom Brady and the Bucks. And by the way, as a quick aside, again. On Sunday, Jets at 1, Giants at 1. This sucks. So the Jets are going to be, obviously, in Buffalo. Jets 9-point dogs early. And then the Giants, this line opened at 6.5. You got some early money on Philly, not a real surprise. But that's now +7 as the Giants host the Eagles. Both at 1 o'clock again. I mean, do they not realize they're complicating our worlds here?
At least the following week, they flex the Giants into the evening.
I know, but still, come on.
I hear you. It sucks.
Come on.
It sucks.
You know?
It makes it really hard to follow.
You know, it just, yeah, it does. It does.
Now, granted, it's professional for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you happen to be a fan of just both New York teams, not that everybody is, but you just kind of like to keep an eye, it's hard. You just can't keep an eye.
No, it's tough. And, you know, what I try to do, I mean, yesterday, you know, my priority was obviously Jets and the Giants. I even had the DVR rolling on St. John's Iowa State. It didn't look very good at all in the half-court offense. But, you know, so my plan was to go back and watch the Giants right after the Jets, which is what I did. But the problem is, like, you're watching the Jets, and I get it. You see the bottom line. You see the scores. You already kind of know what's happening.
Yep.
And it just takes away the steam of the watch.
Yeah.
So I hate this. Hopefully next year, you know, that there's this uptick for both franchises. This is resolved, but this is doing nobody any favors at all. Let's go to Robbie and Nick Kong on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Rob?
What's What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to point out, first, let me start off by saying I am just glad that this is the new Mets and they lost a player and replaced him with someone of equal, or you could make the argument more value. But I just want to say we got to look at their health history more than just the past 2 years. Over the past 5 years, Verlander, 96 starts. DeGrom, 107. And we can't count out the COVID year. Verlander got hurt. He made 1 year. DeGrom stayed healthy that whole year. He just started getting hurt these past 2 years. But Verlander's coming off Tommy John. He pitched the least amount of innings in his career last year. We saw how a guy who comes back from Tommy John and pitches a lot of innings, it could affect him the next year in Matt Harvey. I don't see how you're so confident that Verlander's going to stay healthy when he's had the same injury history that DeGrom has.
Well, I'm not, but I'm less confident that DeGrom is going to stay healthy than Verlander.
But I mean, how are you more confident that a 40-year-old is going to stay healthy over a 35-year-old?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor, and I don't know for sure. It's just my opinion based on... Now, it's funny because you kind of cherry-pick some of the stats there. Not that they're inaccurate, but I could come at you this way, Robbie, and say, well, if I want to make a case for Verlander's health, and I did this earlier in the show, thanks for the call, bud, I could point to 2016 when he made 34 starts, or 2017 when he made 33, or 2018 and 2019 when he made 34. COVID was wacky for everybody. Then he blew out his arm. Then he got it repaired. He came back. He made almost 30 starts last year.
Yeah.
So it really depends how you frame it.
I kind of almost prefer Verlander's injury,
yeah.
Then DeGrom's.
Me too.
Like, because I don't actually know what was truly the scapula wrong.
Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know exactly what they said it was. Oh, he's got a scapular whatever. But in your mind, you're like, what the hell is a scapular fracture? I don't know what it was. I've never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. Even though who did we talk to? Trevor.
We had Trevor May. I don't think we spoke about that.
You were out. And I asked him, I was like, what was your injury? He's like, yeah, kind of similar to DeGrom's. And it was because everybody came out throwing so damn hard to what we talked about. And they had the scapular issue. But you never heard of that. You get Tommy John surgery, you fix Tommy John. You fix the UCL. Mm-hmm. You know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Right? And you come back and you're usually okay.
Yeah.
Now, he's a little bit older to be having Tommy John surgery, but you know what? They fixed it. It came back okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually better with Verlander's injury than the enigma around Jacob DeGrom's injury.
Yeah. No, so am I, Teak. I agree with that. You know, as I process, let me hit this a little bit differently. I think, like, if I'm a Mets fan today, I'm less angered by the fact that DeGrom chose somebody else over me than the thought that he didn't really push the gas because he wanted to make sure he got the free agency in one piece.
Mm.
So you can make the case. I've heard a lot of Met fans say this. It's been intimated.
That's interesting.
You know, I don't want to say he was making injuries up, but was he really pushing himself? He was always in the MRI tube. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And, like, you wonder, we talked about this in real time. Like, is it fair to say, at least ask the question, did DeGrom max out during his time the last year and a half or so? And I'm okay with saying, no, probably not. Hmm. There were probably a few times when he could have gone, when he elected not to, based on his future, which I understand, but also as a fan would bother me. You know, that would bother me more than him just leaving.
What's the safest pitch for him to throw? Fastballs?
Yeah, fastball. Yeah.
So the off-speed, the
I mean, change-ups are not taxing on your arm at all. Slider's going to get you.
But you remember I was at that Braves game at the end of the penultimate series.
Yeah.
And I told him, I came back, I was like, dude, he was just stubborn, man. He's just throwing fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fastball, 101, 100, 100, 99, 100. Just all fastballs. I didn't think about it that way till you just said that. Maybe he wasn't throwing the all-speed stuff or the change of the breaking stuff because it's just torque. It's torque.
It is torque, absolutely. I mean, now, also when you have 101 four-seamer, it's not a bad thing to use it. I got you.
Yeah,
I mean,
but not against a really good hitting team like the Braves, who just said, okay, we'll hit three home runs off of you then if you're going to throw fastballs. Right.
Let's get Paul in Jackson Heights. What's happening, Paul? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm sorry to see DeGrom go, but I'm happy that Verlander's here. It shows that we got real management for change. And you're talking about getting Justin Turner here?
No, Trey Turner.
Trey Turner.
Oh, okay, because Justin, I don't want him here. He hates the Mets.
That's not what he said recently, but, you know, I mean, that's not what he said recently. He didn't say that.
All right, now, I like Taijuan Walker. because, you know, what happens with Met fans, and I'm a huge Met fan,
okay,
is that we get spoiled. We watch Scherzer and DeGrom and think every other pitcher is supposed to be like that. And that's not the way it is. Walker is a good pitcher. So is Carrasco. I think they're good, they're good second or third and fourth in the rotation guys. I think I'd like to get some middle relievers that didn't pitch a lot last year, you know, like low inning guys. That's what we need.
I mean, that's the thing about you getting to that spot, guys in the not quite the closer setup guys. That's a year to year, you know, reshuffling of the deck. That's kind of hit or miss. I'll tell you one guy that I think would be decent for the Mets. I'd almost rather have him over Bassett. Would be Jameson Taillon, who's got a pretty good market right now. A lot of teams are after him.
Yeah,
you know, he's proven he could pitch. Not that he's a star, but he doesn't need to be. He's certainly good.
You think he comes back to the Yankees?
No, I don't think he's coming back here. I don't think the Yankees even make a strong play for him myself. No. You know, and if you're wondering about Verlander, some of the data points, listen, the guy averaged 95.1 miles per hour on his fastball last year, which was the best since 2017. And he threw it right around 51, 52% of the time. So, you know, you're getting a big game guy with a big presence and this aura. I wonder, though, Hoff, if I may call you in for a moment, Mr. Hoff. I think I asked you this theoretically, but now that it's come to fruition, I'm real curious what you think. You retired DeGrom's jersey Sunday?
Yes.
You're still doing it?
Still doing it.
Okay. Mm.
I don't know if everyone's on board, but I definitely am. He's the best pitcher that I've ever seen in a New York Met uniform.
Yeah. I don't think it's crazy to say that. I can go either way. You know, the Seaver stuff was different. Well, first of all, Seaver was one of the greatest. Well, then again, DeGrom, one of the greatest righties I've ever seen. But, you know, Seaver historically, he cuts through because he's got over 300 wins. He got it with the White Sox, actually against the Yankees. I was watching that on, I think it was Channel 11 I was watching that. Don Baylor popped up to left field. Yeah, I remember that, I don't know. It was a long time ago, but I remember it. Sunny day in the Bronx. But that was like a right. First of all, he was great. But it was also rectifying a right by trading him. Is it different organizationally because he left?
Probably. But I don't think it's a... And again, this kind of goes back to my thought on what the Mets... How the Mets handled this with Jacob DeGrom. And I don't say let him leave, but stayed above it by letting him leave. And it's a new regime. So this regime, theoretically, is going to be here for the next 30 years, 20 years, whatever it is. And when it's time to honor Jacob DeGrom, it's not going to be hard feelings. Like, hey, we brought you here and you left us type thing. It's going to be like, all right, you were good for us for a couple of seasons and missed half of one. And, you know, it is what it is. We respect your history.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're probably right. As long as he doesn't say something stupid.
Yeah, like as soon as his first press conference in Texas is, God, I'm glad I got the hell out of there.
And he doesn't seem to be that kind of guy.
No, but if he did.
Yeah. Just don't get the words twisted. Yeah, you know, just show us a little respect and you'll get that day in all probability,
just
right?
Keep it simple. Even if you just say, I appreciated my years and I loved playing in New York. That's all you got to say. Something along that lines.
Keep it short and simple.
Keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
Don't offend us because then they'll turn on you.
That's true. John, let's get Anthony in Jersey City on the Fan. What's happening, Anthony? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I was gonna make a Giants point. I'm a Yankee fan, and I just have maybe a bit of a hypothetical for BT since we're in this off-season mode now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't want to imagine a world without Judge, but you know anything can happen. There was that article last week that said that the Yankees could pivot to both Bogarts and Turner.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that. Yep.
I just want to live in a world real fast, just saying. I want to see how you feel about Volpe. Say if you sign those two. I know this specific organization said that they would not listen on him. But would you go dangle Volpe to try to pry away maybe a package for Corbin Burns and Devin Williams?
I just wish he wasn't from here. That is emotionally kind of pulling me because he's a Jersey kid. Listen, here's the bottom line, Anthony. And we could say, that includes any host, we could say whatever we want to say about Volpe. Not one of us has a clue. We don't know if he can really truly handle big league heat. We don't know if he can handle big league secondary stuff. We don't know if he's got the arm to play shortstop. We might surmise or have an instinct that we kind of know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And as I
haven't seen him play.
And again, I don't know about Williams, but I don't think there's any chance that they're letting him go. That's why they got rid of Hader.
Yeah.
Or were willing to move on from Hader. There's no way he's being included.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's a pretty steep price. I mean, Volpe is one of the top prospects. I don't know. I don't know what the Yankees are inclined to do.
And he's controllable too, Williams. How many years till he's?
It's got to be three.
I forget how many years it is, but still, he's got major control. And yeah, I mean, he's not trading Burns and Williams for Volpe.
I don't think so. The only thing that gives you pause, from a prospect point of view, we've been down this road. Like, not to just be negative and sour on the prospects of these prospects, but man, I mean, Teague, you know. You've been talking baseball now for a couple of years, but I've been living this my whole life.
Yeah.
And we all have. And watching these prospects, these can't-miss guys, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to be.
You don't know until you know.
Don't
dude.
Know.
Seriously.
Doesn't change until it changes.
Well, it's not even that. It's just you can speculate all you want.
Exactly.
It doesn't. You don't know until they get on the field and they do it consistently. Not like once or twice or, you know, with a Beatty. Right, Beatty comes out and he hits a home run his first game for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of disappeared. Then he got hurt.
I will say, weirdly, my hit rate on prospects is a little more favorable for the Mets. Now, we had Beningo touting his resume. Uh-huh. You were touting your resume about what you got. I will say that I was the first to call Danny Murphy a star. I actually gave him the nickname the Irish Hammer. Look it up. And I also told you McNeil is going to win a batting title. Now, I also think Beatty is going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also have an affinity for lefties. I admit that because I was a lefty hitter. But
I like Beatty.
I usually get those guys right. It's the Yankees guys I whiff mm-hmm. on. It drives me nuts.
And if he's healthy, you don't bring Alvarez up at the end of the season trying to be a hero. It just
You bring him up earlier. You don't insert him to the most pressurized.
I'm saying if Beatty doesn't get hurt, you're not so desperate for a young bat to kind of be your savior.
Yeah. They could have handled that better.
I just felt bad for Alvarez. He's had all this hype for him, and he comes up. All right, come up for the Braves. Seriously.
That was strange.
Come up for six games.
I mean, what are we doing?
Go ahead, kid. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the elite pitching that you're going to be facing.
Yeah. Not to put too much into body language. He didn't look rattled, which is good.
No, he didn't.
And I know the bat went flying out of his hands once or twice, but I think Alvarez is going to rake. I do.
Yeah. Just a tough spot for you.
How you doing, buddy? All right,
I'm surviving.
Yeah,
Did you have a Rico Bronya on Friday?
We did,
and
and Evan, by the way, texted me. He's first person to text me. He said brutal. He left the Nets game to go home to record a podcast because he was that upset.
Doesn't surprise me. Mm. That's his guy.
He left Brooklyn. He was in Brooklyn.
How many minutes Nets, did you give us?
The podcast? That's almost an hour. 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Was he crying?
There was a lot of going back and forth. We were both very upset.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have fun. We mess around. I get it. Is it
a must listen
it's
Rico Bronya?
Not to be fair. Yeah. It's our highest rated single podcast so far.
Nice.
Within 24 hours it was.
So basically bad things need to happen and you guys get the ratings through the roof.
Yeah, but I don't want that.
Well, you got Verlander. Lucky for you, he's better.
Emergency podcast tonight. Justin Verlander, Rico Bronya. Let's go.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, you got Evan and obviously Craig coming up next here. We'll get more to the Jets and the Giants tomorrow. Verlander, Amet, DeGrom gone. We'll see what happens with Judge. I think we got an answer this week, Teague. Is it going to be a favorable one? Is he staying?
He is here.
He better. All right, Teague. I'll see you tomorrow, kid.
See you, brother.
Go watch. Now you can go watch your soccer. Watch us over.
Brazil. Got Allison goal for Brazil.
God, we looked terrible on Saturday. We looked miles away from being relevant.
Back post.
We were just terrible.
Protect the back post, PC.
That's true.
Protect
what happened on some of those sets? Jeez, we were lost. Ugh. Substitutions weren't great. Honestly, I watched every second. I was pumped. Whole house was rooting for him. But I keep hearing it's about 2026, right? That's what they tell me. Have an awesome Monday. And Carton Roberts next. Keep it locked into the Fan. Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.